Shalom Aleichem. It's that time again. Let's take a look at something which is both in Yonah Yoma and it's in the Parsha. And it's very crucial. I think it's incredibly crucial. The title is The Rocky Road of Tshuva. So first let's take a look. The discussion of Tshuva takes place both in this week's Parsha in Vayelech and also in last week's Parsha with Nitzavim. We spoke about it a little bit in Nitzavim, but there's certain distinctions, almost contradictions, it would appear on the surface, between what's described in Nitzavim last week and what's described this week in Vayelech. So let's take a look-see. Back in Nitzavim, Vahayaki Avoa Lecha Kol Advorim E'ila, Baruchav HaKlol, Hashem Asati Lefanecha, Lashivosa Levavecha, Bechol Agoyim, Hashem Hodichecha, Hashem Elokecha, Shama. When a person takes to heart all the catastrophes that have befallen us, and begins to do some soul-searching, so says the Sforno, Shivosa Levavecha, is bonein bechelke asoser v'tashivim el levavecha yachtov lahavchin, right, ha-emes min ha-sheker, v'zeh takir kama richakta min ha-keel yis'ale b'deos min hagim asher lo kisoroso. The person takes stock of his life, he sees the catastrophe around him, he sees the suffering around him, he sees, whoa, something's wrong here, and then he sits back for a second and he looks at his life, does a little bit of self-examination, and he realizes, we've messed up here royally. Fine. V'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha, the person will return, you will return to ad Hashem l'kecha, v'shamata b'kolo, etc. This is the Sforno once again, v'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha, tiyat shuvoscha kedei la'asos ritzon konecha bilvad. You will return without any ulterior motives, only to do the will of Hashem. You want to turn home. V'zuyat shuvah sh'omru zal, Shemagas ad kisei kovod. This is the tshuva that Chazal say, Gdola tshuva, Shemagas ad kisei kovod. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. This week's Haftorah. Right? Shavas shuva. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a kisei kovod. V'shamata bekolo, k'chol Hashem nolchim et tzavcho hayom, lo mitzis anoshim milumada, k'mo sh'osim, sh'asisa kodim l'chein. In other words, the return over here is a person takes stock of what's going on, he decides, I gotta go home. Come home. How is he going to come home? I'm going to come home and not going to just go through the actions, right? Go through a checklist. Okay, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this, right? And then just, you know, it just sort of, you know, okay, well, we're used to that. Okay, fine, we'll just continue doing that. But we'll do them in earnest and not mitzvahs anashim milumada, not by rote. Pretty good. V'shav Hashem elokech v'shvuzchav v'richamech v'shav v'kibetz v'kol ha'amim v'shav yitzchav Hashem elokech v'shav and Hakadosh Baruch Hu responds. Kibbutz Goliath, Shavu Kibetz. Once again, the Sforno, Kibbutz Goliath. In other words, we did a great tshuva. In other words, we took stock of how we've messed ourselves up. We've seen the catastrophes that surround us, that unfortunately threaten to engulf us. We do tshuva, proper tshuva. We want to return back to the Rabbonu Shalom. We're not going to do mitzvahs on Hashem Lamadu. We're going to be alive in our observance. We're alive in our connection to Hashem and to His mitzvahs. And Hashem in turn brings us home. Hashem will, as it were, circumcise your heart, the orless heart of the lave. Oh, unbelievable. Once again, says the Sforno. Will reveal your eyes so that you don't get confused by the mirages that oftentimes distort our view of the world, take us down the wrong path. We'll have clarity of vision. Hashem is going to respond. So as we do a proper tshuva, Hashem brings us back. He, as it were, he cleanses, he circumcises the orlas alev, the covering of the heart that sometimes causes us a confusion, a lack of proper vision of the world. We don't look at things the right way. Hashem is going to take care of it. No more. You'll be fine. V'ata tashuv pasuk ches. V'ata tashuv v'shamata v'kol Hashem v'asisa es kol mitzvosav asher anochim etzavcho hayom. Tatashuv says the Svar is a lashon of tanuach. It's not, this is not shuv over here, this is tanuach. Kamo b'shuv avanachas. My pasuk in Yeshaya. V'zeh bigalos Mashiach tikenu v'atot hamod b'shuv avanachas. You'll be in a state of repose, of tranquility. Shlo yosif la'galos cho. We'll never have to go back into galos again. This is it. This is the end of the line. We did it. Hashem did it, actually. V'losircha, pasuk tes, Hashem l'kecha b'chol ma'asiyadecha. He will give us, what is my host Yicha? Yitev lecha hatzlacha yisera mikol hatzlacha kodemes. We'll be successful in a way that we never imagined, we never dreamed of before. Latov aksuva b'sefer Torah zeh, ka'omu yishalachti b'sochem. Hashem's presence is going to be in our midst. Yishalachti b'sochem. V'yishalachem l'elokim. Attempt you l'am. The degree of closeness is going to be unbelievable. That's going to be the ultimate set success. V'zeh yasa kesha yoshuv lasus alecha kalatov. Ki tishma k'mo v'shishas alav osecha. Lo v'shus avos. Right? It's not going to do it only in the merit of our avos. Right? Hashem is going to return to us in a way where we're going to perceive him in our midst. We'll have clarity of vision. We will have returned to Eretz Israel, no more suffering, etc., no more under the heels and the influences of the nations of the world. This is Tshuva Me'ava, like Chazal say in the Gemara Yuma, once again, that Tshuva Me'ava, the person that does these donos that he did before, the sins that he committed premeditatedly before, are transformed into merits. Right, because they become a further impetus, they become further fuel for his launch towards Hashem to return to him. This is terrific, unbelievable. Ki mitzvazos in the parsha, once again, this is back in Nitzavim, this is in the Perek Lamed, this is in Nitzavim, last week's parsha. Ki mitzvazos, which the Ramban says, Ramban, Svarno, they say, yeah, this is not a reference to Kol Torah Kula, again, to Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand it, even the Midrashim. Right, it would appear it might be referring to the Torah Bechlal, but the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Svarno, others, they say, Ki ha-mitzah zos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. The mitzah that I'm commanding you, and says the Svarno and the Ramban, this is referring to tshuva. It's not separate from you. Niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. It's not distant from you. Lo b'shamayim, the psukim continue to further, as it were, explain the idea here of it being separate from you, being distant from you. Lo b'shamayimi, le'mor mi'aleh lano shamayimi, v'kecheolam yashmeinu osov v'nasena. The tshuva is not in the heavens, that we should say to ourselves, well, who's going to go up to the heavens and bring it back down again? Okay. V'lo me'ever la'yami, and it's not the other side of the sea, le'mor, who they're saying, if it were, mi'avar lanu, who will cross the sea? V'yikachea lanu v'yashmi'inu asav v'nasenam. Who will bring it from the other side of the sea? So there are different ways to understand this, but I think I have a novel approach to this. I mentioned it last week, but let's go over it again, just because I think it's useful for the contrast for what we'll see in our parsha, and the truth is this, it's actually illuminating for what we'll see in our parsha, not just as a contrast. Why would you think it's in Shemayim? Why would you think it's the other side of the sea? The reason why you think it's in Shemayim is because the Medrash, which I cite over here, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Yud Tes Zion, describes how with every sin from the time of Adam Rishon, Cain, etc., Enosh, Dor HaMabul, etc., 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 the Shechina had the dwelling place of Hashem. Hashem wanted a dwelling place higher in this earth. The Shechina should be down on this earth. But with every sin, every subsequent sin, the Shechina detached itself more and more from the earth. It went back towards Shemayim. So finally, we've got the Shechina down on the earth with the creation of man, Adam sins, Cain sins, everybody called Enosh sins, Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalaga, etc., Sodom, Amor. It starts going up towards Shemayim. Then the process begins of bringing it down. Adam, right? Not Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, etc. Till finally, Matan Torah, boom! Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai. The Shechina comes down to Har Sinai. So you might have thought, we sinned. The Shechina went back upstairs again. It's Vashemayimi. We can't do it. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Once it's down, that's what it's telling you. Lo Vashemayimi. Right? Lo b'shamayim, it's no longer, right, in the Shamayim, it's down in the Aretz. Seder, not in the same way that it perhaps it was before we sinned, but there's no way that it's leaving the earth. Lo b'shamayim. V'lo me'ever layam. So this I thought to explain. The Gross says in Yonah that the entire story of Yonah, aside from Pshat in it, it also contains in it an allegory. And that Yonah is a reference metaphorically to the soul, and the ship is a metaphorical reference to the body. The Yam is the metaphorical reference to Olam Hazeh, and the Yabasha is the metaphorical reference to the Olam HaEmes. So in other words, the soul comes from Gan Eden, right? Its job is to traverse the sea and to reach the other side of the sea, the other Aver of the Yam, which is Olam Habad, that's its Tafkid, to Torah Mitzvahs Masim Tovim, as it travels to Olam Hazeh. When you get preoccupied in the Oniyah, right, etc. I don't want to get lost in the gross entire explanation there in Yonah, but when you get preoccupied with Olam Hazeh, with the Yam, and you want to take your Oniyah, your guf, to Tarshish, a place of wealth, or to the port of Yafo, the place of Yofi, right? Two different forms of Yetzirah, the power through wealth, the pleasure associated with Yofi, etc. So then you're not in good shape. You're not in good shape. That's the structure of the way the Gro explains the metaphor that's also contained in the actual story of Yonah, which we're going to read at Mincha time on Yom Kippur, remember. At any event, so I thought based upon that to explain that the Lo Me'ever LaYam, Lo B'Shamayim, you understand. Lo Me'ever LaYam is that a person says, I know you want me to return to my real self, but my real self is on the other side of the sea, in the Olam HaEmes. I'm right now in the Yam. I can't do it. I can't do it. So says the Torah, don't say that. Don't say that you can't do it because you have no one to help you because you're in the Yam. Just like don't say that it's in Shemayim, because once I brought the Torah down, says the Rabbon Shalom, down to the earth at Maim Har Sinai, it's not going up again, right? You want to find me? You'll find me in the Torah. And the Torah is down on earth, Lo B'Shamayim, right? So don't think it's impossible to do true because I've distanced myself from you. And by the same token, don't think that you're a hopeless case because you think that my real me is on the other side of the, what he called the Yabash, on the other side of the sea, in the Yabash, or Evel Yam. I can't get there. I can't do it. I'm stuck in the Yam. I'm stuck in Olam Hazeh. I'm deeply enmeshed in the culture of Olam Hazeh. There's no one here to help me. Not true. Who's here? Rabbon Shalom is here. This is what the Bir Maim Chaim says. He's talking about, among other things, right? That wherever Klal Yisrael went, the Shechina was Gola with them. B'chol Mokom Shegolu Yisrael Golos HaShechina Imahem. Ve'inin Golos HaShechina Hu Gamkein Avur Zeh Sheyard El Imkei HaKlipos V'chdei Lehotzi Es HaNeshamos HaShukim Sham Levarom La'losim El HaKedusha. Okay, let's not get scared by the word Klipos, right? Obviously it's not a reference to orange peels. That's a reference to a world of Tuma, but we can understand it, you know, on our level, we can understand it. The Shechina, right? Imo Anochi Betzara. The biggest tzara is not just our physical suffering, the biggest tzara is when we are distant from who we're meant to be. We're distant from following the tafkid, the purpose, the goal that we were put down on this earth for. That's the biggest tzara. The Shechina is with us. It descends into the mud and the muck with us. So that when we have even the slightest, right, desire to extract ourselves, the Shekhinah is there with us. And interestingly enough, this is just parenthetical, but this is useful for when you say Lechadodi. That's what he says, that Rav Shlomo Levi Alkabetz meant in Lechadodi. He says, we turn towards the Shekhinah and we say, don't be, as it were, don't be bent over and don't be in a state of travail, right? Why? Because you're all covered with mud and muck because you're here in Olam Hazeh and you've descended with all because Bach Yechesu Aniyami. Because all the downtrodden, the Aniyim, And the greatest aniyim are not the people who have the money in the bank. The greatest aniyim is ein ani, like Chazal teaches, ein ani el badas. The most poor person is a person who has no das, who has no ability to understand what is this world about. He looks at the world and he thinks, you know, I came to this world to make a fat bank account or something, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having money in the bank, but that's certainly not what the person came to the world for. They you're going to lift them up. They're dependent upon you. They're placing their connection, their hopes on you. So in any event, this is the story of tshuva, a proper tshuva, and as the psukim end, don't be put off from tshuva because you think it's in Shemayim, Shekhinah has left. L'vosh Shemayim be towards down on earth, Shekhinah is here, right? Shekhinah has a distance itself from us. Oh, you'll say, yeah, I know, but I'm a lost cause. Right? I could connect myself, I'm from the other side of the sea. I'm in the sea, I'm not in dry land, I'm not in the Olam HaEmes, I can't. No. Why? Because Hashem is with us. The Shekhinah is with us. It'll help us. Help us to extract ourselves from the La Brea tar pits of life. It's just interesting. I mean, in this whole discussion here, I don't want to get lost in it. You see these other citations, Chemdas Yamim and Zohar. It talks about over here that we say, Bachichsu Aniye Yamim, but Nivna Sa'ir Al Tila. Al Tila, it's the tail of Hashem. It's the mound or the mount of Hashem. Where is the tail of Hashem? So the Zohar says the tail of Hashem now is a kotel, the kotel amaravi. Look at this. V'nivna sa'ir al Tila, perish. Tail Hashem, sod yisod tail shakol onimbo. At the base of Migdash, it's called Tel Talpios. The mound, the mount, where all mouths turn that way in Tefillah. The base of Migdash is gone, but we still have Lo Zaza Shechina Mikosel Maravi. And that's what the Zohar says. That the Kotel Maravi, that's the place where the Shechina still remains. It's from that, right? That's the symbol of the Shechina is with us in the midst of our suffering. In the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our being distant from who we really are. That's the tale, says the Zohar, Shakol, Ponim, Bo. Right? Kotel. Kotel is Chof, Vav, Tuf, Lamed. Chof, Vav is the Gematria, Yudke, Vavke. The tale of Hashem. The tale of Hashem. The mound to which all mouths turn towards, or go to, if you have the opportunity, to the Kotel. Very interesting. But in any event, so this is a very sort of idyllic type of picture of the tshuva process. We do a proper tshuva. Right? We come close back to Hashem. We're no longer going to do our mitzvahs by rote. Hashem, in turn, will do fantastic things for us. We'll be protected so we never stumble again, etc. If we had any thoughts of thinking that Hashem had distanced himself from us, we're told, Lo Bashamayimi, if we think that we're a lost cause just for a moment, no, Lo Me'ever LaYam, Rikwad, you know, don't think that it's impossible, you can never get to the other side of the sea, right, that you'll never be able to get to the other side of the sea in order to be able to do it because you're too deep in the sea. But why? Because Hashem is with you, right, the Shekhinah is with you. And, as we said, the process of tshuva is, Kikorov Elecha, Adavar Ma'od, Beficho, Bilvavcho, La'asoso. Says the Sforno once again, Beficho, Bilvavcho, La'asoso, La'hakir, Bilvavcho, Eschatocho, You'll know the sin that you committed. You'll know the Creator against whom you have sinned. And so that you will regret that. Obviously, you take upon yourself not to return to it. And you'll give expression to it. Vidui, lizvados al zeh b'picha. Right? Ki korov elecha, the process of tshuva is close to you. Ma'ovud b'picha u'bilvavcha la'asoso. Perfecto. That's Nitzavim. Comes this week in Vayelech, and it doesn't look like the same story at all. ויאמר השם אל משה, הנה שוכב, הנך שוכב עם אבותיך וכמה מזה, right? השם tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to pass on, you're going to leave this world, and the Klal Yisrael is going to mess up. וחרא פי ביום ההוא, ועזבתי והסתרתי פני מהם, and I will show my anger towards them in that day, and I will hide my face from them. And ולאכול מצורות רבות וצרות, and they will be consumed by the nations around them. They'll find ra'os, rabos, vitzaros. They'll find many evils, vitzaros. What's the tzaros adding here? It's a little different. I mean, it's not. What's tzaros? Tzaros. Ba'omer ba'yom ahu, alo ki ein elokai bekibi mitzuni ha'ros ha'ela. So this sounds very good, you know. Catastrophe befalls us. I mean, that's not good, but what? Okay, right? But at least we make a statement. I know why this catastrophe is befalling me. Ki ein elokai bekirbi mitzuni haros ha'ela. Hashem is not in my midst, and that's why all this is befalling me. So now let's take a look. See, Rashi says we start tipfanai. Right? We just saw that here in Pasuk Yitzayin, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yitzayin. Here in our parsha, we start tipfanai. Kmo she'eini ro betzarosam. Started with it's kilo. I don't see your tzaras. That's why Rashi explains it. Okay, and we'll feel rejected from Hashem. The Daskenim says something different. We started from Abraham. The derech chiba. I can't bear to look at your suffering. The derech chiba ko adam shechato lo beno v'omer l'rabo l'alkoso v'hu einu yochel liros b'tzaras beno. The father says he deserves an onus, but he can't look. He can't look. He can't gaze upon his son being beaten. Okay. Obviously, two different approaches. It's the start of Abraham. Or maybe it's really two sides of the same coin. In other words, I can't look. But at the same time, it makes you feel like I'm distant. But really, it's just because I can't bear to see your suffering. Okay? Now listen to this. Ro'os rabos vitzaros. Many evils vitzaros. What's a tzara? A tzara. A tzara can mean, you already call it, can mean, you know, bad tidings, you know, difficult situations. But a tzara also, a tzara in halacha, or bichlal, and even what you call it in the mikra, two women who are married to one man, each one is a tzara to the other one. Each one's vying for his favor, each one's vying for his attention. They're called tzaros. First Mishnah in Yevamos talks about the tzaros, different, what you call women who are married to one man, etc. Okay, we're not going to get into that topic right now. But what are the roes, rabos, tzaros? You're caught between, what do you call it, between the, right? What do you call it? In an impossible situation. The Gemara compares it to the remedy if one is stung by a hornet. Of one is bitten by a scorpion. They're not the same. They're the opposite. One needs heat, one needs cold. I'm not going to get into ancient medicinal approaches. One needs heat, one needs cold. It's fine. You get bitten by a scorpion, you apply that. You get stung by a hornet, you apply this. But what if you're stung and bitten at the same time by both of them? So now you're caught between a rock and a hard place. What am I supposed to do now? You put on cold, you could kill yourself. You put on hot heat, you could kill yourself. And he says, that's the situation we'll find ourselves in. We'll find ourselves in a situation, right? Find ourselves in a situation where we'll be oppressed by the goyim and we'll be afraid. Listen to this. Oh, right? Where is it? The kach hein tzorosein she Yisrael bagolos. These are the tzaras of the Jews, Bagolus. This is written by the Das Kenim Bali Tosus. It's a lot of years ago. Lot. Yeah? Kisha'aku miyatzelo, meitzelo, yori litzok alav. The goyim oppress us. We're afraid to scream out. Pen yisni'eu. We'll call them to hate us more. Because we're screaming at them and saying they're being unfair. V'im lo yitzak alav. And if you don't say anything, you sit there quietly, meekly. Yagilios meitzelo. We'll just get accustomed to bullying us. Hello? Does that sound familiar? Sounds very familiar to me. Right? And then, what's the next thing that happens? Alki ein elokai bekirbi. Right? What was our reaction? Again, remember, what does the pasuk say? V'chora piva yomuhu v'zavtimi started ponem ahem. I'm going to hide my face from you. Let's go with Rashi's path. It's just easier to understand in terms of the situation here, but the daskenim also is valid. We don't feel Hashem looking at us. V'yelechol, v'tzoros rabos, v'tzoros, bad things happening. V'amro yomuhu, and we're caught between a hot rock and a hard place. And we'll say, I'll say, because God's not my myth, that's all that's happened to me. So that sounds like a good statement. So, it says the, that's what Daskenim says. So it's a good statement. Because I've caused him to remove his shechina from me because I've sinned. Okay? The Ramban says, right, he says, "Ain the ain lekai b'kibi, ain nenu vidui gomor." It's not a complete vidui. Ki ini v'zvado es avonam. Aval who here who are v'charota. In other words, it's not completely. I regret the actions I did. It's just because I messed up. That's why I'm in a pickle now. So it's here who are v'charota. I'm thinking about it. I'm contemplating it. That I'm the one who caused my own troubles, and with regret. She is charet al ma'alam v'yakiru ki Hashem Him. It's the beginning of the story. Okay? The Malvim says, really call it a little bit worse than that. He says, really call it, the fact that all these things happen to me is really call it, just shows that God is not running the world. That's pretty drastic. And as the Malvim has turned into a negative statement. They're all bothered by, what are they bothered by? What happens in Pasuk Yudches? Vanoche astir panai bayomahu al kol ra'asha asa kifana el Elohim achirim. This is what's bothering everybody, right? The Ramban says it didn't do a complete tshuva. The Malbim says lo hevach. You said God's not running the world. That's why all this is happening to me. Okay, they need to find some sort of explanation for what the pasuk means when it says, right? Ki va'omer bayomahu halo al ki ein elokai b'kubim mitzuni haros ha'ela. They have to either downgrade it or you know, downplay. You know, it sounds like I'm doing tshuva. No, God's not with me because I messed myself up. So the Malbim says no. It means God's not running the world. I see I'm suffering. Okay. Ramban says it's not a complete tshuva. It's not a complete tshuva. All right, fine. And this is all to deal with. It's all to deal with pasuk yudches, because the next pasuk says, "Anochi haster astir panai." Hashem says, "I will hide my face from you." Al kol ra'ah she'asa, because all the ra'ah that you have done, kifana el Elohim acherim, because you turned towards Elohim acherim. You see the problem? Okay, we're not great shakes, but we're starting. Unless you learn like the Malbim. So you're being kofir in Hashem's Ashkach. Okay, then I can understand. I'm looking astir panai. Then Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from you. Even more. Okay? But according to Ramban, right? So we didn't do a great job. You did a great job. That's a reason to hide your face more? I don't understand. As we have here, we're trying. Why distance yourself more? Where's the happy ending? Okay. Sforno says, Anochi astir panai mehem. Okay, the Svarna tries to soften a little bit. I'm with you. The Svarna is picking up. This is not just apologetics over here. The Svarna is picking up, and there's Anochi. Anochi is a definition of I'm, it, no, not just I, but that's me. Just like Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Right? Im Anochi Betzara. When Hashem refers himself to Anochi, that's really, that's me, that's who I am. So I'm there by Anochi. Right? Just like he brings the Gemara, B'chol Makom Shegalu, Shechina went with them. But I'll hide my my face from you. Okay, fine. Ramban says he's got a deal. Once again, if they're starting to do tshuva, why have anochi astir panai? Yeah, so the Ramban says, yeah, ki ba'avur shehiru Yisrael b'libam, ki chatu l'elokim, v'alki ein elokim b'kibam, mitzalum haros ha'eila. So they started doing tshuva. Like the Ramban says, they weren't doing a great tshuva, but they began to really think about it. Chachamar ki al kol ha'ra'a g'dola sh'asu l'b'tocho, v'odazari astir od panim mehem. I'll still hide my face from you. Lo kim mastir panim harishon. Not to be starki panai for them. That's really, really cool. Then we're going to suffer. But here it's not going to be quite that. Actually, you behester pnei agula. You won't see the gula coming. Suffering won't be the same. You're starting to do tshuva. We're going to be there. Starting to do tshuva, so, Hashem says, I'll lessen the load, I'll be there for you, just you won't recognize, you won't see it so clearly. Again, they're all trying to explain why it is that in Pasuk Yizayin, a person makes a statement, V'omer v'yom v'hu alo, al ki'ein elokai b'kibim etzuni haros ha'ela. Again, we saw many different berushim on it, but you look at it, the first thing you think of is what it person admits, I messed myself up. It's because I'm not close to Hashem. Hashem is not in my midst. He's not with me. That's why all these terrible things have befallen me. And then, Pasuk Yudches, Anochi astir, astir ponai, verily I will hide my face from you on such a day. Okay, so they give answers, but something going on here. Like I said, where's the happy ending? And that's it. That's it. This is the end of it. The next pasuk is talking about writing what we call Shiras Hazinu. This is it. This is the end. This is the end. What happened to what we saw in Nitzavim? Nitzavim was okay. It was a nice story. Right? It's all going to end great. You're going to be close to Hashem again. So nice, so pleasant. And here, verily, I'm going to hide my face from you. Period. So I dare say what I referred to earlier, this is the textbook of tshuva. This is how it works optimally. That's an Itzavim. All's well that ends well. In our parsha, Vayelech, this week, Shavah Shuva, this is the practicum. This is the lab. In the lab, it doesn't always go like it works in the textbook. You don't do a proper tshuva. So you did tshuva me'ava, only to return to Hashem. You begin to think this way, that way, etc. It's a rockier road. So that's what we're dealing with here. But nonetheless, even though it's a rocky road, we didn't do a great job, but why is Hashem distancing himself more after we're trying to come back after all? Many of you have asked that question of me. Rabbi, you told me that what I put in, I will take out. If I've invested, so then I'll see the returns. You always quote this pasuk. You bring Rav Chaim Velazhen, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha, we say in Tillim, Perek Kuchuf Aleph, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha, Hashem is like the shadow of your right hand. Rav Chaim Velazhen brings a medrash, that as you move your hand, it casts a shadow, so too, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha, Hashem is like the shadow of your right hand. As you draw yourself closer to Hashem, so too His shadow, His presence is more apparent in your life. What you put in is what you take out. You distance yourself, so then that's your doing. Then you bring a greater gap between you and the Borei Olam. But if you're investing, then you see returns. So many have asked, "Hey Rabbi, I invested, I didn't see any returns." It's a good question. So let's take a look. We should just know, by the way, that Chazal say in the Gemara in Chulin, they have a few personages that they ask, where's the remez to this person in the Torah? And why those things are chosen, it's a story unto itself. Ask about Mordechai, ask about Haman, how does it talk about Moshe, okay? And one of them is Esther min HaTorah minayin. Where's the remez to Esther in the Torah? It says the Gemara from our pasuk here in Vayelech, Anochi haster astir panai. Esther min HaTorah. Now, if you think back for a second, in Megillas Esther, remember, Hashem's name doesn't appear there. This is also the juncture where Nevuah was shutting down entirely. This is the passageway between the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, Kargos, who was the Golos. The world of Nevuah begins to shut down. Only those Nevi'im who had already prophesied at the time of Bais Rishon continued their prophecies. Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. But there are no new Nevuahs. The world of Nevuah, the clarity of Nevuah is shut down. Now we have to depend upon the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, upon Chazal, upon the Chochmas HaTorah Shebaal Peh, to illuminate the path for us, but it's not the same sort of illumination as when we had the clarity of Nevuah. It's a different world. Different world. Esther min HaTorah minayin. Esther min HaTorah minayin. Anochi aster astir panai. So listen to this Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says on this pasuk, Anochi aster astir panai. He asked the question, Heich efshe shakadosh baruch hu yastir panav miyisrael chalila? Hashem should hide His face from us? Why? How will there be hope for us? How we have life? We need our Father. How can He hide Himself from us? So he says an incredible mashal. The mashal of a king who was interested in seeing how much his son wanted to be connected with him. Not just because he was interested in performing an experiment, but he knew that it would be good for his son. It would transform his son. If the son took the potential need, desire to be close to his father and realized it, didn't just keep it latent, but actually realized it, he'd be transformed, he'd be a different person. So what did the king do? Sha'asa kama mechitzos v'achizas einayim. Through sorcery, the king created all sorts of barriers around the palace so that people couldn't come in. Barriers of walls, barriers of bodies of water, barriers of fire. It's all not real. It just looks like it's a barrier, but it's not really there. And he placed it lifnei banav. V'nei misha yachacham nasan lev ladavar. Eich v'shasha aviv harachman. Lo yisratze leheros panav lebanav yedidav. The wise son said, how could it be that my father, who I know is so loving, and my father, who I know, knows that I can't manage without him, would create a situation of where he's blocking me from seeing him? It's a fake. It's a mirage. It's not real. It can't be. Ein ze kim achizas einayim. That son who knows how much his father loves him and how much the father wants the best for him. Then all these barriers are sorcerous tricks. שאב רוצה לנסוס אם ישתדל הבן לבוא אליו. Again, not just as a carrot, you know, jump higher, jump higher. You want a sugar cube? Oh, let's see. Ah, I pulled it away. Ah, pulled it away, pulled it away, pulled it away. No. But rather, it will transform us. It'll transform the son. Because that which is potentially inside of him, this connection to his father, but he's never really, as it were, actualized it. But if he crosses all these barriers because he knows they can't be, he struggles against them. Because they are very powerful in the Sorcerer's Handbook. He'll be a transformed person. Ve'emes ein shum hastara. Really? There is no hastara. There is no blockage. Ve'nei miyad shemasar nafsho leilech v'nohar. Nistra achizas enayim v'over bo. V'chein b'chol ha-mechitzos. Some people stop earlier. But the one who really wants to come to his father, he traverses one sorcerer's barrier after the next. The fire, the walls, the river. V'nei mi shemoser nafsho ba'over b'chol ha-mechitzos v'dochek atzmo ad sheba el ha-melech. The one who pushes his way through what appears to be all these barriers. Az yavu l'mala yoser gdola mikodem. Yoser gdola mikodem. He will reach heights in his relationship to his father that he never experienced before. V'zehu, and says, that's the pashat, that's the pshat that we saw when Yaakov Avinu was told by Hashem before he went down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim was, yeah, a place of debauchery, a place of decadence, a place far away from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem told him, Anochi Eredimcha, I, that's me, not just Ani, Anochi, that's my essence. I will be there with you, like we saw before, from the Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Shekhinah goes with us into the Golos. V'hainu, kishetiten lei betavin shafila b'yurida yesh gamken Anochi. When you realize that even though you don't see me, but I'm here, it's my essence never to leave you. D'hainu ha-nistara, ha-astara sh'nistater atzmi mimcha, who gam came to Tovascha. That which I've hidden myself is also Tovascha, because you will be transformed, you will be bigger, you will be greater, our connection will be deeper. If you struggle against these mirage-like barriers, az va'anochi ha'olcha gamalo, then when you leave it, my Anochi, I will be with you in a way that you didn't experience before. Hainu shetizke l'mali aseiru v'zeu gam alo. Ha'olcha gam alo. I will not only come out with you, but you'll rise even higher. This is what, remember what Hashem told Yaakov Avinu. Anochi eridimcha. I will go down with you into the Golos. And when the time comes, Anochi ha'olcha, I'll come out with you, alo. And you'll go even higher than you would have been had you never been down in the first place. This is the idea of the Mokam Shibali, Tshuva Omdim, in Tzadikim Burim Yocholim La'amod. Because when a person overcomes the barriers, and what are these barriers? These barriers are, like we said before, Loma Ever Hayam. I can't. I'm not there. I'm not in this. I'm too involved. I'm stuck in Olam Hazeh. I can't get my real self, and he's not there with me. Lie. He is where they're with us. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying overcoming the Nisyonos is easy. I'm not saying that many of the people who are listening to this don't have much greater Nisyonos than I ever even imagined. But let's discuss the truth, and each person in his own situation, we'll try the best to apply it. Again, I'm not standing on a soapbox, you know, pretending how lofty. Mm-mm. I know there are many out there, many, many, who deal with things I can't even imagine. But we have to know he's with us. Anochi haster astir panai. I am there with you in the midst of this Hastara. And the purpose of this Hastara is the struggle against it will transform us. So we asked, where's the happy ending? And the answer is, in this same pasuk, Anochi haster astir panai bayomu al kol ra'asher asa ki fanoi Elohim achirim. We've distanced ourselves. Hashem says he's going to hide himself. In the same pasuk, which seems so cataclysmic, in that same pasuk is our triumph. Because Anochi, I, not just I as opposed to someone else, Chalila, but that's my essence. I'm with you in the Hastara, because Hastara is not real. It appears that way, only can be so real. The sorcerer's images can be so real. It's Shabbat Shuvah. We have to believe not only that Hashem has not left us, we have to believe in ourselves that we have the capacity, no matter how far away we seem or we feel to be from Him. But these hurdles are of the sort of haster, astir panai, even though we're the source of them. We have to know that in the midst of what appears to be an impossible situation, where we have the Borei Olam with us, the Anochi is there, Bastir, Astir, I'm there. I'm just trying to bring out the best in you for your sake. We'll be transformed. We will be bigger than had we never fallen in the first place. We can't plan that. But once it's there, once that's the situation that we fell, our struggle to overcome what appears to be these unbridgeable gaps, which are only visions, they're not real. Hashem will help us. It's Hashem. We should be zocha to do a tshuva shlema, to return home, to change our modus operandi in the way we do things, where we speak about things, in our dealings with one another, in our dealings with the Borei Olam, in our faith in ourselves, that He loves us, and He's with us, and He'll never abandon us. He's there for us to lean upon so that we can extract ourselves from the morass. And after we do that, He will raise us to heights that we can't even imagine, that we never imagined. Ten Hashem, we should be successful. He should give us Yanta Deshmaya. And during these days of Aser Simei Tshuva, we should fulfill our job description as best as possible, each person according to his kochos, each person according to his situation. Ruach Sima Tova, good Shabbos, good Shabbos Shuva. Be blessed in all ways.
Recording stopped.